When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. In today's episode, we conclude our interview with Stephen Sneed from Samaritan's Purse. He tells quite a few more stories about his work with Christian believers all over the world. He also tells how you can donate to his organization. We hope you will enjoy the interview, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast. God bless you.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now for part two of our interview with Stephen Sneed.
After you guys are gone, do churches come in and minister to these people, or how does that work?
So a lot of what we do is we partner with the local church, no matter what we're doing. For example, I know in Ukraine, we are distributing massive amounts of food, as well as non-food items such as blankets, towels, warm clothing, hygiene kits. And we don't just show up with our Samaritan's Purse logo and distribute those things that leave. We partner with the local church to do that. And so when people show up for a distribution to receive items that they're desperately in need of, they're not only connecting with us, they're connecting with a local body of believers who want to be there for them for the long haul. And so they show up and they're able to connect with the local church. That's just one practical way. Samaritan's Purse is also involved in ministry programming all over the world. We provide bodies of believers in remote places in Africa, Asia, Latin America, with Bibles in our own language for people who don't have access to the Word themselves. We train pastors. We build churches. We're very dedicated to the spiritual needs of people just as much as the physical, and there's a plethora of ways that we do that, but it's an extremely intentional decision, and we always partner that spiritual intervention along with the physical.
Well, what I was wondering is maybe if you could tell us a story about, you told us one about prayer, but I was wondering if you could tell us a story about how this worked out, if you could give us like a scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Recently in Kenya, I was able to go and serve in 2021. I was in Kenya for about 4 months total. And in Kenya, in a rural community that we were working in, there was a deep need for water, sanitation, and hygiene. The acronym that we like to use is WASH. There was a deep need for clean water. This was a very remote place. It was very dry due to years of deforestation, and people were really struggling with that. Samaritan's Purse was able to go in and not only drill a number of wells and teach communities how to best utilize those wells and maintain their existence for years to come. But we also presented the gospel to them when we did this, and we partnered with a local church to do that. We partnered with a local church to share the gospel. And out of that intervention, out of this project, several people came to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and we were really thankful for that. We were really excited about that. But our work didn't stop there. We followed up with this church and these pastors. We gave them Bibles, and we presented these new believers with a Bible and made sure they understood that they can continue to come and get fed spiritually by their local church. And while we were able to provide them with physical water here on earth, really the living water is what we all need deep down in our hearts and our souls. So that's a recent example. I can also think in Kenya, where I mentioned deforestation is such an issue, and the clearing of land and drying of land is such a problem. We've partnered with local churches to grow trees and vegetable gardens, and we use these churches very strategically. You know, we could partner with any other community organization, but we partner with the church, and when people see trees and this beautiful garden growing in their local church, it makes them interested, and it makes them want to know more about this group of people, and they're able to connect with them that way. We offer physical aid. We offer water, food, medicine to anyone who's in need and to anyone that we're able to reach, even if it's not in a Christian context. However, we always want to make sure people understand that the spiritual needs we face in these life and this life is just as important to address.
Say I am a person in another country like Africa or Asia or someplace, and Samaritan's Purse runs across me because they're out there helping. I need help, but I'm not a Christian and I'm skeptical. How do I know that you guys are on the level? Do you have to address that type of issue?
Well, first and foremost, like I said, Samaritan's Purse will treat anyone that we're able to. We'll assist anyone that we're able to. You do not have to be a Christian to receive care and love and support from Samaritan's Purse. However, we do follow Jesus Christ. That is our example, and we're thankful and ready to share whenever we have the opportunity to. But no, you do not have to sign any creed or abide by any kind of belief statement.
I understand that, but I just wondered if a person was skeptical of what you were doing. If a person is skeptical, have you ever run across that?
I'm sure of the ministry we have, but I think, again, action speaks so much louder than words. And so even if people have concerns or questions of maybe our motive or anything like that, first and foremost, we're there to love people. That's what Jesus has done for us. And so, I'm sure people have asked questions and wondered why we're doing what we're doing. But I believe at the end of the day, they see through our actions and how we serve them with great excellence and care and love, that we're the real deal and we mean what we say.
You've told us a story about how prayer worked in your life. Can you tell us a story about how people have been ministered to in different countries, and maybe one person who's been specifically ministered to that stands out in your mind?
Well, recently in Ukraine, I was speaking to a grandmother and her grandson who had fled from the East. And as we began speaking, it did not take very long at all for tears to simply fill their eyes. They had been through just so much and seen way too much that humans really were never meant to see. And while they shared their story with me, particularly the grandmother, she just wept and she cried. And in that moment, you know, I was there to hear their story. I was there to share how Samaritan's Purse is serving them in their time of need. But in that moment, what she needed was prayer. Her name was Mariana, and she needed to hear comforting words prayed over her, someone interceding on her behalf to God in prayer. And so as a team, we paused everything that we were doing. We laid hands. A staff member of ours was able to kind of just embrace her and put her hands on her, and we prayed for her as a team, and the tears just flowed. So even in a moment like that, prayer is just such a tool for ministry. It's such a tool for healing for people in desperate need. And that's the most recent one that I can think of. But that happens every day all over the world through the work that we do.
Great. So we're going to have to wrap things up now, but I wanted to ask Stephen one more question, and that basically is in two parts. One, how people donate, And two, if they don't feel comfortable with the website, is there another way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so people for sure can donate first and foremost through our website. That's a primary way. It's pretty easy to do. But also there's our mailing address, and there's also contact information where if people want to mail in a check or do anything like that, they're able to as well. We have an incredible donor ministries department who would be willing to speak with anyone interested, and they can simply call Samaritan's Purse at 828-262-1980 in order to speak with someone.
If they're not able to mail something in without help and there's nobody that can help them right then, can they give people on the phone like a number for a debit card or whatever?
You know, I'm not the best person to speak with that, but our donor ministries department would be more than happy to assist someone. I know that we're able to cater to people of all kinds who need extra assistance with that. So yeah, again, I think just being able to call and speak with someone, they would be sure to help them.
Well, great. Well, thank you, Stephen, for coming on. We appreciate you so much. Again, this has been Stephen Sneed. That's from Samaritan's Purse at samaritanspurse.org. And we just want to thank you for listening today, and tell a friend.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for coming on, Stephen. We appreciate it. Enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.